Path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this wild and wacky Wednesday, February 18th, 2026 edition. Remember the Republicans going through the budget last year, line by line, missing the September 30th midnight deadline to have a budget passed. They ended up extending the previous budget for about a week. Governor Gretchen Whitmer finally forced the House, the Senate to come together and came up with the budget. Well, after the budget was signed, closing out the books for the fiscal year 2025, as we were now in this year's fiscal year budget for 2026, the Republicans found $645 million in quote-unquote Democrat work projects. House appropriations used an old law that the House used to stop the funding of that money. MCL 18.1451A subsection 3, which said that either chamber, the House or the Senate, could stop the spending of funds that had not yet been spent and stop the spending. Well, the Democrats went nuts. They lost their minds. They immediately ran to Democrat Attorney General for an opinion, which, of course, she came out and said the work projects that the Republicans stopped, denied, is unconstitutional. Well, just 2 days later, the Republicans sued and took it to court, because if they hadn't sued, the Attorney General's opinion would stand. Well, this is the crux of the whole thing, and this is basically what is happening now in the legal court battle. State House Republicans say that the Michigan State Constitution, quote, gives the legislature alone the power of the purse, quote, end quote. And they want the court to recognize that unexpended, not spent, unencumbered appropriations lapse back to their source fund. Meaning, very simply, folks, if you haven't spent the money yet, it goes back into the general fund. Well, that argument opened House Friday's briefing, asking the Court of Claims to reject the Department of Technology Management and Budget's request about spending $349 million of the unencumbered work projects. February 4th, after the lawsuit was filed on January 9th, Governor Gretchen Whitmer said that her administration has found $349 million of the $645 million needs to be spent. Well, filing from his Birmingham office, attorney Sean Dutton and Caledonia attorney John Birch read, if our Constitution's bicameral and presentment requirements prohibit the House and Senate committees from taking part in work project appropriations process without formal legislation, then certainly those same requirements prohibit the executive branch from arrogating to itself the legislative appropriations powers and to change the terms of the appropriations. Basically, the attorney said, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. All of this came as a result of the House filing lawsuit following Attorney General Dana Nessel's formal opinion holding that the Republican-led House Appropriations Committee used to deny the spending process was unconstitutional. The House committee disapproved spending $644.9 million in proposed Democrat work projects. These sums included monies for the Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity, the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, and the DTMB, Department of Technology, Management, and Budget. The House argues that the disapproval meant that this, according to the law, again, MCL 18.1451A3, means there is no effective work project designation according to the statute. There's no such definition listed in the law. Well, in January, the Court of Claims Chief Judge Michael Godola granted a preliminary injunction blocking the spending of the work project funds, stating that he believes that the Republican-led House showed a likelihood of success on its merits of its arguments. State of Michigan then asked both the Court of Appeals and the Michigan Supreme Court to consider the matter, but both declined. On Friday, Michigan Supreme Court said it wasn't persuaded to review the matter until the lower court of claims reached its final decision. In the State Department of Budget's arguments, stated that the constitutional attacks missed the mark, noting that the state statute authorizes the executive branch to propose in extending the spending in a very narrow way, which is what Governor Gretchen Whitmer's administration has done. The argument is that the Appropriations Committee did not change the law, but rather preserved the status quo created by general lapsing statute language in the MCL quoted. Well, the bottom line, the state, the governor's office, the Democrats asking for expedited review by the Michigan Supreme Court and the Court of Appeals both declined, stating that we want the Court of Claims Chief Judge Michael Godola to make his final decision in the case before considering their appeal. Meantime, $645 million of our taxpayer dollars are being kept held back in the spending general fund. Now, it's very interesting, the timing of all this, because they're working on next year's fiscal year 2027's budget. The consensus revenue conference in early January said, based on forecast, based on projections of revenue coming into the state treasury, we're going to be short about $1.1 billion. Well, the Republicans in the general fund are sitting on $645 million. It's about 60% of the shortfall. So, of course, Speaker of the House, Republican leader Matt Hall, is saying, we've got $645 million sitting here, guys. We can take care of a lot of this projected lower revenue coming into the state this year. Instead of spending it on your pet projects, we can fix it. Now we're down to roughly about $400 million. And again, this is only a projection. That's what budgets basically are. I personally believe that when people start filing their state and federal income tax and see the size of the refund they're getting, I think they're going to spend it. Some may invest it. Some may pay down credit card debt. But the economy is going to grow. And I think, frankly, their revenue projections are wrong. I think we'll end up with more sales tax coming in, and the lower revenues will not prove to be true. So we'll see where this goes. But for now, Michigan Supreme Court and the Court of Appeals are not going to take up the matter. They're not going to hear the case. So this all comes down to the Judge Godola for his final decision. Well, you know, I said yesterday on the show, deaths seem to come in threes. Robert Duvall passed on Sunday. Reverend Jesse Jackson passed yesterday. Well, another death on Monday. Longtime chair of the Mackinac Bridge Authority, a fixture in Michigan Republican politics for decades, William Houston Gnodtke, I said that totally wrong, I'm sure, G-N-O-D-T-K-E. Well, he died on Monday at the age of 87. Before starting a career in state politics, he served 2 years in the U.S. Army as a communications specialist. He was on the staff of the Michigan House Republican Caucus for 18 years. 2 years serving as their executive director and then director of finance for the Michigan Republican Party. He ran a fundraising and political consulting firm that worked with Republican candidates across the state. So there's your third death. Here in the state of Michigan, rest in peace. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the good words book by Rick Randall.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. I want to take a moment to have you mark your calendars right now so you don't miss it. Saturday, 4th of July, America's 250th birthday party is going to be down at Liberty Mountain, USA. It's off of M-115 in Farwell, Michigan, right there in Clare County. It's confirmed that we are going to have as the main band at the end of the night, right before the huge fireworks display, Mark Farner's American Band, the former lead guitar vocalist for Grand Funk Railroad. So excited. Can't wait to see this concert. Tickets are going to be going up on sale soon on the website. Drew from Price Slide is organizing the ticket sales for the event. Going to be very, very affordable. We want everybody, all of our Patriots brothers and sisters, to come to this party. There's a lot of other things happening, other events. We hope and pray that you guys will come and party with us. So again, mark your calendars, 4th of July. It's going to be at Liberty Mountain, USA, right there in Farwell, Michigan. Clare County, right down M-115. Many of us from Northern Michigan, if we're going to go to Detroit or Midland, Mid-Michigan area, we'll go down 131. We get off at the Cadillac exit for 115. Just head south like you're going to 10 to get on 10 to go to Midland. Take that to I-75. You're all familiar with that drive. Well, you pass 10's exit. Keep going south about 3 miles, and you make a right into a subdivision that leads to Mott Mountain Road. Just about a mile and a half down that road, you'll see the entrance. Fantastic outdoor concert venue. I believe they have close to 200 acres. They're going to have campsites available. If you want to bring your trailer, your camper, your tent, whatever, you'll be able to make a weekend out of it. Maybe get down there on Friday night, set up, spend the night under the stars, walk up to the top of the mountain. Unbelievable views from at the top of this mountain. It is very similar, folks, to Pine Knob. The pavilion doesn't have a roof just yet, but they have about 4,000 seats capacity in the pavilion, and then they can get unlimited, I would say, 25, 30,000 people could sit up on the mountain and hear the music. It's a phenomenal venue. Can't wait for you guys to see it. We're going to have a huge fireworks display at the end of the night. Mark your calendar. Come party with us. Saturday, 4th of July, LibertyMountainUSA.com is the website. Then just 2 weeks later, in Antrim County, we're going to be hosting the governor candidates. Antrim County Conservative Union is going to reach out to the gubernatorial candidates for Republican side based on who turns in their signatures April 21st. We're then going to immediately invite these guys to come. It's going to be a pig roast fun shoot. We're going to ask Ian Murphy, Iron Pig, to smoke the pork again for us this year. All the fixings, baked beans, potato salad. We have coleslaw. We have the dill pickles and my world-famous carrot cake. And yes, Rick, Officer Rick, I'll be buying you a chocolate birthday cake. That is going to be the fourth Saturday in July, July 18th. Gates will open at 12 noon, and we should be wrapping up probably about 4:30. Mark your calendars, Saturday, July 18th. I'm sorry, the third Saturday in July, not the fourth. And that happens to be, folks, just a couple of weeks before the August 4th primary. So come hear the governor candidates, hear their stump speech, take some questions. I'll have the high chair set up at the front with the microphone. I'll be moderating the event, asking them some questions, getting into their policies, things like that. You guys can then hear what they have to say and decide who you want to vote for on the August 4th primary. Tickets are already available. Go to the website, acconservatives.org, read the post, then click on the yellow donate button. That opens up our PayPal account. Change the zero to the number of dollars. Adults, 40, teenagers, 20, and the kids 12 and under are free. And we are going to teach them firearm safety, put their names into a hat. John Palmer, Palmer Farms, donating a 22 long rifle. And Nick Wallace, J2 Constructions, donating a 20-gauge shotgun from Curtis Gunsmithing. Two lucky kids are going home with some nice firearms. Again, text me fun shoot or pig roast, and I'll send you the link. Last hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and